Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're going to learn Parak Gimel. We're going to begin with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. So we had just spoken about how if you last left a person alive, you have the right to assume that they are still alive. Shoshavar Mam Rav Elazar ben Parta lefnei Chacham. Rav Elazar ben Parta said three things in front of the Chachamim. V'kimu esavarev, and the Chacham said that he was correct about all three. Number one, al irshi kifa karkum, if you have a city that was surrounded by an invading army, v'alasvina mitarefes beyam, or you have a boat that was shipwrecked, was out on a stormy sea. Valayotzi lidon, or a person who is going out to be judged in a capital punishment case. Shein becheskas kayam, and they have a chazaka that they are still intact, that they're still alive. The people in the town that is surrounded by the army are assumed to be alive. The ship is still considered to be intact. The person that's on trial is considered to still be alive. And the idea is that there's a chazaka, so we assume that the last we knew that this person was alive, we have every right to assume that they're still alive. So if someone sent a get, and then you know that they were on this ship, or that they were in this town, or they were being judged. In this case, you could still deliver the get. Aval, ir shekvasha karkum, but if it wasn't only surrounded by an army, but it was captured by an army, usfina she'avda b'yam, and the ship actually sank at sea. It wasn't just in stormy weather. Ve'yotzi laharig, or a person wasn't being judged in a capital case, but the judgment was already in, and he was being brought out to be executed. Then you have to assume the worst in both directions. He might be dead, so you cannot deliver a get. He might be alive, so the woman cannot get remarried. Bas Yisrael the Kohen, if she's a daughter of Yisrael, and the guy is a Kohen, Ubas Kohen Yisrael, or she is the daughter of a Kohen, and the guy was a Yisrael, which would mean that if he's dead, she would be allowed to go back to eat her father's chuma, lo tochal b'chuma. She cannot go back and eat chuma. So you have to assume the chumras in both directions. Moving on now to the next Mishnah, Mishnah Hay. So the Mishnah tells us what a shliach should do if he cannot deliver the get. Let's say a person brings a get from one place to another within Eretz Yisrael, and then he becomes sick, so he's not able to deliver the get because of his illness. So he can make another shliach to bring the get. Meaning, just like the husband can make a shliach can make a shliach, and that's perfectly fine. So if he's too sick to deliver it, the husband probably assumes that he would make a shliach, and therefore empowers him to make a shliach. Now, this would only work within Eretz Yisrael. If the get was being brought from Medina Siyam, the second shliach would never be able to say b'fanei nichtav or b'fanei nechtam, and therefore it would not work in such a case. Anyway, v'im amarlo, if the husband told the guy, toli himen achefetz ploni, that when you give this get to my wife, I want you to get back my favorite, basketball jersey or something, some particular object that she has that I want back. So lo yishalchen b'yad acher, you cannot send someone else to deliver the get, because he's trusting you with that pikadon, and we have no indication that he would trust anybody else with that pikadon. So that does not entitle you to make another shliach. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Tal, we said that Rabbi Elazar ben Parta said three things in front of the Chum, and the Chum agreed, and they are that if you have a city that was surrounded by an enemy army, or a boat that was being thrown around in stormy weather, or someone who was being taken to be judged in a capital case, you can assume they're still alive. But if the city was invaded by an enemy army, if the boat actually sank, if the person was being taken out to be executed, then you have to assume the chumras of both directions, that maybe he's dead, maybe he's alive. So if he's a Kohen, the wife who's a Bas Yisrael cannot eat truma. If he's a Yisrael, the wife who's a Bas Kohen also cannot eat truma. And then in Mishnah Hay, we said someone who brings a get within Eretz Yisrael and he becomes ill, so he cannot deliver it, he can make another shliach to deliver it for him. But if the husband specifically said, when you deliver this get, bring me back a particular object that my wife has that belongs to me, then he cannot make a shliach, because the husband only made this fellow the shliach he only entrusted this fellow with that object. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnah Vav.